We're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Amud Beis. We are holding at the very top line of Daf Tes Amud Beis, Tanur Rabbanan. So a couple of things that it's important to know going into this. The Psukim, when describing Yovel, tell us, Vavarta Shofar Trua B'Chodesh Hashvi B'Asor L'Chodesh B'Yom HaKippurim Taviru Shofar B'Chol Artzechem V'Kidashner Mishnas HaChamishim Shana, that you're supposed to blow the Shofar and you're Mekadesh the 50th year Ukros and Drorbar, it's the Pasuk from the Liberty Bell, and we should declare liberty to the land, L'Chol Yosha, to all of its inhabitants, Yovel Hi. It is a yovel tiyalachem that should be for you. V'shavta mishal achuzaso, v'shal mishpachto tashuvu, and everyone goes back to their inheritance, and everyone goes back to their families. Yovel hishnas achamishum shana tiyalachem. It is yovel the 50th year for you. Lo sizru lo sixtras v'chev lo sifstras nizrea, and there is a whole bunch of malachos you're not allowed to do. So we see apparently four mitzvos of yovel. Number one, blowing shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Number two, freeing slaves. Number three, returning fields to their original owners. And number four, an isser of planting and harvesting the land during the Yovel year. So there's a machlokas tanaim. The three mitzvos say that there are in Yovel, if you don't do them, if they're ma'akvim the shnas ha'yovel from being chal, legabe the lav of Yisrael v'desakarka. And that's what we're about to see now. Tan Rabbanan, we'll explain as we see it. Tan Rabbanan, the Brisa Darshan's the following. Yovel hi, the pasuk says Yovel hi, and l'chora, that's extra, because it had already said Yovel hi shnas chamishim shana. So what's the pasuk teaching us? That when it says to tell me that Yovel tiyalachem, that it becomes Yovel with regard to the Isra of planting and harvesting, afal pi shelo shamtu, even though they were not mekayim the mitzvah of returning the land at Yovel, the land that they purchased from each other in the Yovel year, afal pi shelo taku, and even if they didn't blow the shofar of Yom Kippur and Yom Kippurim of Yovel, so still we have the mitzvah of the Isurim of Yovel. Yachal afal pi shelo shilchu, you might think that even if they didn't send the avadim back home, Talmud Lomar he. Rabbi Yehuda. That's why the pasuk says he, that Rabbi Yehuda tells us that only the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim is actually ma'akiv the Yovel from being chal. That the Yovel will be chal without the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim, but the Yovel will be chal without any of the other mitzvahs, but without Shiluach Avadim, the Yovel is not chal. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Yovel he, afal pishlo shamtu, even if you didn't return the fields back, the afal pishlo shilchu, even though you didn't return the avadim back, yochal afal pishlo taku, you might think that yovel could be chal, even without tkiya, tamalomar he, that's why it says he, that you need the tkiya on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Well, once we have a pasuk Yovel to tell me that that Yovel is going to be chal even without fulfilling the mitzvot, and we have another pasuk of he, another word in the pasuk of he to tell me that Yovel is not going to be chal. So neimanim omer Yovel he afal pishol shilchu ve'in Yovel elim kein tiku. How would I know that Yovel could be chal even without shiluach avadim, but you need the tkiya shofar in order for Yovel to be chal? What's the difference? Why would I choose one halach over the other as being the one that's ma'akev? Lefi she'ef shaliyolim below shiluach avadim. Because it could be that you won't have avadim ivrim in the Jewish people, and mele there's no mitzvah to be mishalech. Meaning it's possible that a yovel would come without a mitzvah shiluach at all. Who says that people own avadim? V'ev shaliyolim below tkiya shofar. But it's impossible to ever have a yovel where there's no mitzvah of tkiya shofar. That's always going to exist. And therefore, the tkiya shofar has to be the one that's ma'akev the yovel from being chal. Dover acher, another explanation of Rabbi Yossi why yovel is chal even without shiluach avadim and returning the fields, but yovel cannot be chal without tkiya shofar, because zu mesura lebeis din, zu eina mesura lebeis din. Tkiya shofar is something that's up to the beis din, and shiluach avadim is not up to the beis din, it's up to each and every individual. So the pasuk is only going to make yovel a hinge on that which is Masr Lebezdin. My Davaracher, why do I need a second explanation for Rabbi Yossi? Because V'chi Tema, if you're going to say that the first reason is not correct, because E'ef Shadalek Achad B'Sof Olam Dela Meshaleach, it's impossible that a Yovel comes where there's not even one person who has an Eved that he's got to send free. It's not really a possibility. So that's why we need to be told, Zu Masr Lebezdin, Zu Eina Masr Lebezdin. So I guess main point over here, Machlokas Tanaim, in order for the Yisra Malacha of Yovel to be Chal, which mitzvah has to be done. Rabbi Yehuda holds it has to be the mitzvah of Shiluach has to happen, the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim has to happen in order for the Surim of Yovel to be Chal. And Rabbi Yossi says the mitzvah Tkia has to happen in order for the Yovel to be Chal, but not Shiluach. We had two explanations of Rabbi Yossi. Fine. Ask the Gemara. The Bishlam of Rabbi Yossi, I understand very well, according to Rabbi Yossi, that you must have a Tkia Shofar, not a Shiluach Avadim. You don't need a Shiluach Avadim for Yovel to be Chal. He explained himself why it's more critical to have Tkia Shofar, either because it's Mesur Lebezdin or because it's always going to happen. El Rabbi Yehuda my time, but why would Rabbi Yehuda say that Yovel, that the Riboy of Yovel is that even without a Tkia Shofar, and the Miut is about Shiluach Avadim? So Amar Kra, because the pasuk says across from Dror Ba'aretz, so you should declare liberty in the land. V'kasavar mikra nidush lefanav v'lo lefnei fanav. And Rabbi Yehuda darshens a pasuk that it's always going on what it says right before it, but not what it says two steps before. So when we darshen Yovel he, the Yovel is chal on ukros and dror when there's shiluach avadin. That's when it's a Yovel, but it's not going on what it says prior to that tkiyah shofar. So the kuli alma dror loshon cheres. Everyone seems to assume that dror, liberty bell, that dror is a loshon of cheres. My mashma, where do we ever see that the word dror is a loshon of cheres? The tiny, because we have a brisa, ein dror el loshon cheres. Dror is a loshon of cheres. Some Rabbi Yehuda ma loshon dror. What's the etymology of dror that leads you to believe that it means freedom? Kimidayar beidayaga. It's like it means like a person who is in control of himself to live wherever he wants. Umovil schora b'chol medina, and he has the ability to bring his business wherever he wants to go. So he's not meshubad at all to anybody else. He's a completely free man. That's what dror is. Dror is medayer beidayara. A person who has a choice to live wherever he wants. He's free to move about as he pleases. So far, we only had two opinions in Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Aval Chachamim Omrim, but there's a third opinion in Tanaim of the Chachamim that Shlushtan Ma'akvos Bo, that you need all three mitzvahs Haseh of Yovel to be done in order for the Isurim of working the land to kick in. Meaning, you need to send Avadim home, you need to return the lands, and you need to blow shofar, and short of having all three of those, the Isurim of Avodah Sakarka do not kick in. Why? Kasavri mikra nedrash lefanav vilifnei fanav ula achrav. They hold that you're allowed to darshan a pasuk not only on the immediately preceding phrase, but even on the phrase that precedes that, and even on the following phrase. I vaksiv asked the Gemara vaksiv yovel. The Gemara said that from the word yovel, it sounds like we're being marbis something that yovel could be chal, even if you're missing some element. That's telling us that the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim applies even in Chutz La'aretz. But it does not mean to tell me that Yovel could be Chal without any one of the three other mitzvahs. Vaksiv Ba'aretz. But how can you say it applies in Chutz La'aretz? It says Ba'aretz. Ho bizman shenoeg dror Ba'aretz. Noheg b'chutz La'aretz. When we have Yovel in Eretz Yisrael, so then there's also liberty for the slaves in Chutz La'aretz. Bizman she'ein noeg ba'aretz, ein noeg b'chutz La'aretz. When it's not noeg in Eretz Yisrael, then it's not going to be in Chutz La'aretz either. So that's my main point. The Rabbanon hold that we need all three mitzvahs asay of Yovel to be done in order to have the Isurim of Yovel. And they also hold that whenever we have Yovel in Eretz Yisrael, Avadim go free even in Chutz La'aretz. Now the Mishnah said Ulanatia, that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah when it comes to trees and Orla, that if you plant before Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah comes, the first year is over, and the second year of that tree begins. Minalan, how do I know that's true? Tachsiv, because the Pasuk by Orla says, Shalosh Shanim Arelim, it doesn't say those words in Sikha, it actually says Shalosh Shanim Yielachem Arelim, that for 3 years it's going to be Arlo, Uksiv, and the Pasuk goes on, Tzev Shana Ravi, is that in the fourth year it's going to be Kodesh Yilul Nashem, etc. V'yalev Shana Shana Mitishrei, so we derive Shana Shana from Tishrei, Tichsiv Mireshes Hashana, like we had said previously, that Mireshes Hashana is clearly a reference to Tishrei, so we make the connection over here also, says Shana. Nisan. Why don't we instead darshan shana shana from Nisan? So I think the Chsiv Rishon Olechem L'chad She'ashana, because after all it says shana by Nisan as well. So I think this is the third time already, at least in this Masechta, we're giving this answer. Done in shana she'ini machadashim, mishana she'ini machadashim, vein done in shana she'ini machadashim, mishana she'ishim machadashim. If we want to connect the word shana in two places, we're going to connect those two places that don't mention anything about months, but we're not going to connect it with the pasuk about Chodesh Nisan, where it says Chodshei Hashana, where it mentions months in relation to the shana. So, last main point. Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Arla, because the Torah uses the word Shana, which we connect to Meireshis Hashanah. Baruch Hashem, we'll stop there, and Baruch Hashem will pick up the two dots next time at Tana Rabbanan on the bottom of the page. Next Amud is pretty short, so we'll pick up at the two dots on the bottom of the page next time.